Many years ago, I was visiting the Philippines, and on the outside of Manila, there's this small island called Corregidor. And in visiting it, there's this massive shrine, a massive statue of General Douglas MacArthur. And underneath it, it says, I shall return. It's a classic monument to all the Philippines will know, those Philippines here will know, how important it was to the nation, the Philippines. General Douglas MacArthur promised when he left there, he had to withdraw his troops from there to fight the Japanese on the eastern border. And he eventually did come back. And he kept his promise that he would be back, and he freed the Philippines from Japanese occupation. A classic example of a hero made true on his promise. I mean, we would all love to have a statue made of ourselves based upon our best moments, right? I mean, the one time that we did it, we got it right. There was somebody who captured it and put it up, and there it says, yep, Brendan said this on this day, and he actually did it. Might be only one monument. But my point is that all of us have some great moments, maybe not as great as this moment for Douglas MacArthur, but we all have great moments, but we all have weak moments too. And I suspect General Douglas MacArthur made lots of promises and lots of things he did not do. But the character who he was, he did everything in his power to fulfill the promise he made to those people. And he had to go to great determination to fulfill that promise. That was not a pie crust promise. That was a real significant promise that he came back to fulfill. But what is it within us? I mean, we know what is the right thing to do on any one given our opportunity or occasion. And we know we ought to do it, and we say we'll do it, and then later we don't do it. And then afterwards, we don't need anyone else to tell us. We know we didn't do what we had hoped to do or promised to do. I mean, I know we say this generation is so commitment adverse, and there's probably some relative truth to that. But the reality is we all have it within us to promise to do things and then not do them, or promise not to do them, and then we go ahead and do them, the wrong things, that is. So what is it that is inside of us? And that's what this gospel is all about, these two sons. One promises to do it and then does not, and the other one promises not to do it, and he does it. He does the right thing. So how do we operate? How do we get to the point where we do what we know we need to do, ought to do, and we don't do those things that we know we ought not to do? How do we get there? Well, the ancient church fathers had a term for this, or a concept around this. It was called operating from the petty heart or the big heart, or the way they put it was the petty soul or the big soul. And that when we operate from the big soul is we're able to absorb in the pettiness, the insults, the barbs, those things. We're able to absorb in all of that and give back patience, kindness, and even forgiveness. That's the big soul. And then there's this petty soul that when we receive bitterness or pettiness or anger or insult, we give back what we get. We tit for tat. And we operate with this petty soul. But here's the most important part. These two souls are not two disparate souls, two different things. They both are within each of us. This is the most important insight. The both of these souls, the petty soul and the big soul, exist within us. Not as in some, like the petty soul is at war in some sort of evil combat, but is there, it's the wounded part of ourselves. It's this part that has wounds and is neglected and cursed in a way. And so the question is, which soul are we going to operate at? At any one time, we will operate from one of the two of those souls. Every single time, we have a choice. There's nowhere in between. We operate from one of the two of those, and the more we can call ourselves to operate from this big soul, then the more we become like the saints, the more we become Like Douglas MacArthur, we'd be recognized for the things that we promised that we will do. And the more that we give in to pettiness and bitterness and anger and allow it to touch our wounds over and over again, will be to the extent that we will become ourselves bitter, unforgiving, and envious. The petty soul. We come every Sunday to this Eucharist to receive strength, not only from the Eucharist itself, but from the word we hear, but also from seeing each other's, everyone else striving desperately to operate from the big soul. That's what gives us encouragement and nourishment. This is what I need to do. This is how I need to operate. But be sure that when you go outside these doors today, that you will be presented yet again with choice after choice, which soul shall I operate from? The petty soul or the big soul? My plea to you is to always take the time to prayerfully discern which soul you're about to speak from. Which soul are you going to act from? Because we hear in today's words of the gospel, it is not only our words that matter. It is our actions that matter 1,000 times more. Today, may we not only just think through our big soul and give words through our big soul, but in fact operate in word and deed, actions, that flow from our big heart, the big soul where Christ is.